to you once again, my brothers, my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name. And because that is the one that showed us and gave us and taught us the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And we look to Him for the direction and the guidance that we need. Now, excuse me, what is the direction that He showed us? Well, the kingdom is within. So, when we want to go and connect with our Creator, when we want to walk in the reality of who we truly are as humans on this planet, we go within. Not external, not outside, not tossed to and fro, but we go within. And the world is always going to try to take you into something external to get you to trust in a man, to get you to trust in a system, to get you to trust in a person, in a country, in an idea, something else. But when you go forward with what the truth is, you're going to find that the kingdom is within. And they always want you to not trust that. But see, here's the thing. If you want truth, if what you want is truth, and you've got, and you can, only you can be honest with yourself about that. Or do you have a vested interest in the outcome? Do you have a vested interest in the information? Do you have a vested interest in the result? Because if you do, you're going to be led astray by that vested interest, and you're going to be taken advantage of by your agenda. Because you can find, as the scriptures talk about, teachers that tell you whatever your itching ears want to hear. You can find that. That's out there. That's available. You can always find somebody to tell you exactly what you want to hear and whatever lines up with your personal agenda. But if you want truth, then you are going to need to be true to yourself in that, and then be willing to go with whatever it is that is real. And that's a bit of a tough one, because the thing is, the truth can be painful. The truth can rupture a lot of false constructs, a lot of personal agendas, a lot of ideas that we have within ourselves that are brought there by programming and external things. And the truth, the actual truth, can all of a sudden bring you into a mental crisis, because you can have what you've believed or built your life on or gone forward in or hurt other people over, and then you can find out that that is not actually true, that's a lie. Now, do you go forward in what's true? Or do you go forward in, or do you stay in, I should say, or continue on in a path that is a lie, but it's what you know? See, a lot of people, it's difficult for them to let go of a construct that they've built themselves around, because there's a lot of other things attached to that. Sometimes there's community attached to that. You've got a lot of other people that believe a particular way, and they're all, and you all were part of the same club. And now all of a sudden you are a truth seeker and you find out something, and that club, now you can't be part of that club and continue on with what you know to be true. You try to make certain things known and other people aren't quite ready for it, and they ostracize and attack you rather than some people may be ready, but the bulk of people are not. Listen, the majority in this life, at least historically, the majority has not seemed to want that which is real and that which is true. The majority seems to have fallen for that which is convenient and that which ties into their base natures and their personal agendas. So they miss it. They miss that which would set them free and that which would allow them to progress in their journey, in the real reason for them being here in the first place. So you know, as you continue, you're going to come across a lot of different things. But the kingdom is within. Now, Jesus made this clear to us, and we need to walk in that. It's not just a convenient statement or something just to ponder. It is a way to live. It is a way to engage in the things that go on around you. So, what are some things? What are some things that you can do to go with it? Well, this is when you start to actually get down to a bit on the side of your personal practice, your discipline. You know, a disciple is a disciplined person. You know, how do you go with it? Well, just keep this in mind. Everything around you is trying to get you without. So this is where you'll see, you know, a lot of people that will try to go down a spiritual path will many, many times detach themselves from certain things in order to go into a deeper place in the realm of spirit. So they'll give up. They will fast, for example, and fasting, listen, fasting is not a diet, okay? If you're going to fast, fasting is, from my own, the way that I've done it, is when I do it, is you set aside one thing to focus on something else. So like if you're fasting from food, you're doing it so that you can spend that energy, that focus, that time on something, on a spiritual pursuit, on centering yourself, on grounding, on so you can do that. So it's not just, okay, I just skipped a meal because I'm kind of busy, so today I'm fasting. That's not fasting. You're not, listen, in that situation, you're not doing yourself and your path any favors. All right? You just got busy and you missed a meal. That's not fasting. You're missing the benefit of it. You know, because on a physiological level, when you eat food, your body takes that energy, it puts blood to work, it has to digest, it takes a lot to of your systems to nourish and to take those nutrients and to move them around. When you fast, you're not using those resources of your body on food. So those resources of your body can be deployed for spiritual pursuit. Do you understand? So, and again, but now, how are you going to get something out of that? Well, go within. Go within. You know, I was having a conversation with my brother the other day, my brother in Christ, and we were talking a little bit about just all the things that we've seen with religion. And I said, okay, let's take a second. Pick a religion, any world religion. And so, you know, he gave me the name of one, just said anything. Okay. And now, with a background as Christians, and you'd see this other religion, and here's the things that they're doing. So, you know, go down the list of the different things that they do in that religious practice, right? So think of one. Shintoism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Confucianism. Pick one. Okay, and then just start to think about the practices. Now, as a quote-unquote Christian, if you were in your older religious days, and if you were to see the practices of some other group, how much of that practice would you have said, oh, that's a wasted practice, that's a wasted effort, that's wasted energy, right? Probably all of it. And yet, all the things that are part of the Christian practice, oh, those are all right. those are great. Those are, yeah, all of that's worthwhile. All of that you need to do. You see what I'm saying? for some, you know, whatever background you come from, that's the one you think's the right one. But what is the one thing that's needed? Let's go back to now Jesus, Mary and Martha. Okay? Martha, Martha, you're perplexed, you're worried about many things, but one thing is needed. Mary's chosen the better thing and won't be taken from her. What is that better thing? What is that pursuit that is worthwhile in your practice? Because you know what? Let me tell you something. You can spend 6 hours, 7 hours in a useless, worthless practice. Or you can spend 10 minutes in something that is just on point, and you can get the result, and you can see the benefit, and you can notice that which is necessary in that particular thing. But this is why wisdom, knowledge, and understanding are important. And this is why you have to be quickened by your Father, your Heavenly Father, your Creator, the source of all life, with that which is necessary, so that you can put your efforts and your energies into something that is worthwhile. And this comes from within, not from without, okay? This comes from inside, and you get quickened within. This is not from the externals. The only thing that will happen with the externals when you're on the path is they will confirm that which is being revealed to you internally. It gets revealed to you within, and then it gets, if anything, confirmed without. Not the other way around. The kingdom is within. Confirmation can come other ways, but you got to have that revelation within your spirit and your soul for the direction and the time and the energy that you put in. You know, I was talking to, again, my brother about just some things as simple as like exercise, health and fitness, different things. You know, I had the benefit of being a high school and then a college and then a national athlete. And, you know, during that time, you get to learn a lot of things. You know, you get to learn a lot of things about nutrition. You get to learn a lot of things about physical training, about different things you can do. And that knowledge, if you're paying attention, is extremely valuable when it comes to the rest of your life, because you learn certain things that work and certain things that don't work. So when it comes down to, like today, when it comes down to, okay, you know, you're going to spend some time exercising, or you're going to spend some time, you're going to address your diet, your nutrition. Sometimes even with that realm, it's not even what you eat, but when you eat it. Okay, quick side note. I'll give you guys a couple tips. If you want to burn a bit of extra weight, do your if you do your cardiovascular type of exercise or things that will get your heart rate going, if you do that while you are in a fasted state, your body will access your glycogen stores and your fat stores, and it'll burn them off a lot better than if you eat something and then go and exercise, because then your body's burning off what you ate. Little things like that for whatever result it is that you want right now. You get later in the day, cut down on your carbohydrates if you're trying to watch your weight a bit, because if you eat carbs later in the day and you don't have a chance to burn them off, your body will store those as excess overnight. It's a bit of a vicious cycle, and but you know, you just make a few small changes and give it a bit of time, and you're going to see a benefit from it. Get a little bit of green tea, drink it for 90 days, you lose 2 pounds. Just little things, okay? If you guys want me to start talking about that stuff, just drop me a note, and we'll put together, maybe we'll do a small podcast on some things. Now, this is not constituting health advice. This is just my own experience, my own observations, a little bit of some things that I might apply for myself. I'm sharing it with you. You need to do your own research, figure out what works for you, and talk to your doctor. Okay, that's the disclaimer there with any kind of information I share in that regard. But the bigger point is wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the power to act. When you apply something, you get the benefit from the application. When you don't apply, you don't see the benefit. You can have all the knowledge in the world. If you don't apply it, it's not going to help you. It's not going to serve you. But once you apply it, if you apply 10%, and that's all you know is 10%, but you apply it, you're so much better off than the person that knows 100% but applies nothing. And listen, we're all a product of our habits. So if you want to make some changes in your life, change your habits. Okay? So if you don't like the way certain things are going, yes, there's a spiritual side to this, but there's very much also a natural side. Change some of the things that you do. Change the way that you do certain things. And even if you can't change a lot, change a small thing. Change a small thing, and it's going to make a big difference in you. You know, one time, again, take the disclaimer I gave earlier. One time I was talking to some executives, and these guys are professionally very accomplished, but, you know, one thing that they all struggle with is what's going on in their bodies, and just helping them to get into the mindset of just, you know, kicking their body into gear a little bit, getting their metabolism going. And, one of the best exercises that I've found is just the standing squat. Because if you do them, you engage so much of your body. You got to have good form, otherwise you're going to mess up your knees. But if you have good form, you're going to engage so much of your body, get your heart rate going, and it just activates a lot of good things in your system. You don't need any weights, you don't have to go anywhere. And with these guys, I just encourage them, look, when you get up in the morning, first thing, after you use the restroom, just do some squats. Get your heart rate going, get your system moving. And, start with a handful and just build up. Just keep building it up. Build up that number. You'll be amazed how many you'll be able to do with a bit of time. Just a habit. Once you start changing a habit, once you start adding in good things, all of a sudden now, you're going to see those results. A lot of times what happens too is people, they see somebody that's accomplished, but they don't necessarily understand all that's gone into that. And one of the beautiful things about mastery is when people can make something that looks difficult seem and look so easy. But it's truly, when you understand what's gone into it, then you really have an appreciation for what was made and what was created. But listen, back to the main point. It's within. The kingdom is within. Go within this day. Spend some time. Allow the Spirit of God to quicken you because you're one with Him in Christ. That is what's been promised. That is what you have. That's the reality of who you are as a human being upon this earth. And as one called and quickened and made one with the Father, that's who you are. All right? So we love you guys. Bless you in the name of our Heavenly Father. Bless you in our Creator, the source of all life and all truth. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. All right. Bless you. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. Bye.